Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet. Locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
Barrett Salee joins us from CBS Sports on the Stanley Fenton Gates Hotline. Barrett, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 for championship weekend this weekend?
I'm so excited, Heather and Eric, that I am at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Ooh!
All right.
I'm excited. You know, kind of getting down here and seeing all the signs and seeing people going already going into fanfare. It just feels normal. Whereas last year, it just, you know, limited capacity. It just didn't feel right. This feels like it's supposed to feel. And, you know, when you can combine that with the games going on tonight and really what all Saturday means, it's going to be fun.
Barrett, let me ask you this, because for the last few weeks, been watching both of these teams, and I have, like, hands down thought Georgia was going to smoke Alabama. Like, I just kind of felt that way the whole time. And then as this week has gone on, these little nuggets have popped up. Oh, the last time Alabama was an underdog was 2015. They won that game. They've been underdogs four times in the last, like, 15 years, and they've won all of those games and by double digits. Like, so these little nuggets keep popping up, and now this doubt has just grown. Like, can Kirby Smart get it done? How do I reconcile all this in my mind?
Go back and watch the Iron Bowl. Go back and watch the Iron Bowl and see how bad that offensive line for Alabama was, and then go back and look at Jordan Davis.
Yes.
And think, how are they going to block this dude? So I'm with you. You know, it's kind of like one of those things where you know the history and you know the trends and all that other stuff, but then none of these players played on that 2017 team. I think there are a couple of redshirt senior walk-ons, but really nobody did. So I just don't think that they're relevant all that much. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they pay attention too much in the media, you know, this week or whatever. But I don't see how it's going to be close.
Yeah, Barrett, when you look at Georgia, I mean, that defense has not faced, you know, one of the better passers in the Southeastern Conference all year. I think Georgia hasn't faced anyone in the top four in terms of passing yards in the SEC. I know that doesn't matter for much, but, you know, also it's I just feel like what Alabama can do, Nick Saban's worth a couple points, you know, every single game. This just has the making of Alabama's going to find a way to win it, at least in my opinion. I mean, I'm going to pick Georgia, but I'm expecting Alabama to win. Maybe that's just the Alabama effect.
Well, you know, I think that you're right. They haven't faced a passer like this. And really nothing even close, because we kind of all thought DJ Uiagalelei was going to be that guy, and obviously that was not the case. So you're right in that sense, but, I mean, honestly, if you can't block for him, then what does it matter?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're so inept up front going against the best defensive front in a generation, I don't know how much that matters, because it almost forces the entire Alabama coaching staff, and especially Bill O'Brien, to go five wide and get the ball out quick. Like, honestly, go Mike Leach air raid, because that's the only way you're going to protect Bryce Young and hope that your playmakers in space can get the job done. So it's not impossible, but I don't necessarily think that Bryce Young is going to be much of a factor in a game that his offensive line is going to struggle. And you go back and look at that Auburn game. Yeah, I mean, we all saw the touchdown pass at the end of regulation. Bryce really didn't have that great of a game.
No.
He was good. He was good, but he wasn't great or anything. So yeah. So I just, to me, if you pressure Bryce and it's not his fault, you know, he's going to have a hard time. That's just the way things are.
Let me ask you this, Barrett. What kind of pressure is on Stetson Bennett this week and Kirby Smart to stick with him? Like, is there any situation, because Alabama does have a nice defense, is there any situation where you see Georgia, I don't know if they panic or they have to go to JT Daniels? Like, is there any scenario where that happens and then they just let the chips fall where they may?
I don't think so, just because I think Stetson, you know, he's really, really solid and consistent deep downfield. He's second in the nation in yards per attempt. So he is a downfield threat. Now, he's done that when he wants to, not necessarily when he has to, and I think that's the one challenge. But I just don't think you throw JT Daniels out there, who really hadn't played much at all other than mop-up duty since, what, late September? I don't know what benefit that would bring. So it is a concern, yeah, but if you're Georgia and you know what you're capable of defensively, even if you do suffer a couple of setbacks defensively, just tone it down with the running game, calm things down, and kind of reset yourself. I just think they're more equipped to do stuff like that.
All right, Barrett, it's not going to be all chalk all weekend long. So if you're picking an upset, you know, which conference title game is that upset going to happen in?
I got two upsets. One is tonight with Oregon beating Utah. Oregon, to me, that game got away from them. They're really not that bad. You know, I just think that they're going to win in the trenches. They weren't focused on doing that. So that'll happen tonight. And I think Houston beats Cincinnati outright tomorrow. And I think that would I think that would put Notre Dame in, which would be quite interesting considering Marcus Freeman's first game would be a semifinal. But here's the thing, too. And I was thinking about this yesterday on SiriusXM. If, let's just say, Houston beats Cincinnati, right? The most important game of the college football season would then be Cincinnati versus Texas Tech in week one, the only game Houston's lost. Like, that would legitimately be the game that kept Houston out of the playoffs. So many different factors. And, you know, what I just said with Texas Tech and Houston in week one, that's what I love about college football, because you never know what outcome of what game would drastically shake up the postseason picture. And that's one that would have.
What do you think of Jim Harbaugh on the cusp of making the playoff and just what he's been able to do this season? I don't know why, but my heart has softened towards him, especially when I heard about him taking the pay cut and then any bonus money that he's getting is going to other athletic department employees
really
that are making,
so
like,
sweet of him, you
know? 40,000-50,000 bucks. Like, he's going to make up their pay cut. Like, I don't know. I'm just kind of rooting for him. I'm finding myself in this very precarious emotional situation. I blame the Christmas season, Barrett. I blame Christmas.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm in the same way. Like, I was so critical of Harbaugh, and it was so easy to do so and so appropriate to do so for a half decade. And then the last 3 weeks happened. It's like, oh, yeah, God, I hope he makes it. And even if he gets his butt kicked in the playoffs, like, I'm glad he made it. You know, I'm the same way. The donation to charity, I think, is so smart, and I hope other coaches do it too, considering the financial struggles that have happened, not necessarily within football programs, but athletic departments in general. So, yeah, I'm 100% with you. It's like, okay, man, I hope he gets this done and there's no huge hangover from the Ohio State game, which, if there's a hangover and you're playing Iowa, that's a problem.
Let's put this to rest. Is there any way Alabama loses and still makes the field of four? I mean, there's no way, right?
Okay, Eric, let's get weird. We have Oregon. Well, you have Utah lose tonight. We have Houston win. We have Baylor win. We have Iowa win. All right? Then it would be, let's just say Alabama wins. You'd have Alabama and Georgia still in. Let's say Alabama loses. You'd have Georgia. You'd have Notre Dame, because they'd have to be in, because they don't play. And then who? Baylor and Alabama?
Yeah.
I don't know. Iowa and Alabama? There is a way. Which, if that were the case, the college football world would be so mad.
No.
And it would be hilarious, but it'd be so crazy. But yeah, there's a way, especially if they play Alabama or play Georgia close, where you can reasonably say, okay, well, all these other teams lost on championship weekend when the pressure was on them. Alabama did too, but they were 6.5-point dogs and, you know, played the best team in the country, especially if their offense looks really, really good, then those are still style points.
Okay. So the possibility, we'll see. I don't know. I just think it's going to be such a weird weekend.
I get, if that happens, the uproar would be, I don't really care either way. The uproar would be hilarious.
I was going to say, let's root for it then, right?
You me. Oh, no. My God, it would be hilarious.
I mean, I for one would be upset too, but it would be so fun to get on the radio and just bash it, right? I mean, bring on the chaos.
Cincinnati would have to get in then, because it beat Notre Dame, right?
You would think so.
Just one loss.
Cincinnati would have to be in that situation. So there would be one spot, and the discussion would be, what, Alabama, Baylor, Iowa. Who else am I missing? pretty much it, right?
Yeah, that's
two lost Michigan, I guess.
Okay. Well,
let's get weird. I love it. Let's get weird.
Who knows? We explore all these scenarios, and then it'll just be chalk. Then you'll be like, oh, man, I was kind of rooting for the crazy. Hey, I do want to get your thoughts on Brian Kelly joining the SEC and taking over the position at LSU, and then Billy Napier at Florida. Just what were your quick thoughts on those two hires since they happened since the last time we talked to you?
Well, Billy Napier is an obvious choice. You know, that was their guy from the beginning. I don't think it was a surprise to anybody. And that the story came out today that, you know, they were kind of aware of Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly looking around and didn't really care. I like the Brian Kelly deal at LSU. He's a really, really good coach. He's gotten to the playoffs twice, gotten to the BCS championship game once with rosters that are not what other rosters that are capable of winning national championships are. So I like it. He's a fish out of water, as we saw yesterday at the LSU basketball game where he talked about his family.
Yeah.
I still think he's a good coach, and I still think he'll work out fine there with a much better roster.
Is that the best fake Southern accent that you've heard in a while, or they call pandering in politics?
Oh, that's total pandering.
Okay.
100%. You couldn't fake a fake Southern accent better than that.
Nicolas Cage tried. We'll see who else. We're gonna talk about that here coming up in a little bit later. But Barrett, what do you guys have going on at CBS? I know you've got all your previews in. I was perusing your Twitter timeline. So you've made all of your picks, and everybody's looking forward to a championship weekend. And are you going to be popping on HQ at all this weekend?
I will be popping on HQ in about 45 minutes live from the stadium.
All right.
1 o'clock or 1:30, 4, 6, 10, pretty much all weekend starting now.
All right. Exciting stuff. Enjoy championship weekend down in Atlanta, and hope you guys have a blast.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.